Hello, I'm Tom Moan, and today I'm beginning an old and yet continuing adventure. In 1968, my family and I returned to Tulsa, where I became the general manager of KORU-FM and Oral Roberts, radio announcer. At that time, from 1968 until March of 71, I had a daily program entitled Good Morning, Brother Pilgrim. And now, after 50 years, I'm resurrecting it with a new title, Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim. And a pilgrim is a person who's on a journey, and in this case, a journey of the kingdom of God on earth as Jesus prayed. So I hope you'll join me as we look into the past, the present, and the future.
This is the Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim podcast with Tom Moan for April 22nd, 2019.
Well, once again, good morning, fellow pilgrims. It's a delight to be with you. And we're going to continue talking more about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And realizing that many of you are hearing my voice, have experienced some wide varieties of things. I can remember some pastors saying, I don't want anything to do with it. I want the Holy Spirit, but you can keep those gifts. I can remember Brother Tommy Tyson, who was the first chaplain at ORU, saying he'd heard so much difficulty with tongues. He said, tongues aren't a penalty. They're supposed to be a gift. But I understand, because I've seen such abuses, and yet I've seen such blessings, and learning how to sort it out. And I talked about being a kind of traffic cop in the body of Christ, and I want to be a traffic cop that doesn't have to be a tyrant, but can be a servant. Because I believe that servant leadership is what Jesus is all about. And there's great authority in servant leadership. It doesn't mean that you don't make decisions, but it does mean that there has to be leadership in the body of Christ. And these gifts of the Holy Spirit are to be developed. But in that development, haven't you learned, as in everything else in life, you learn, and you learn through making mistakes. And so many people, and I found it in myself, I didn't want to make a mistake. I wanted my learning to be absolutely perfect. Well, it wasn't. But in the learning process, you get humbled. And the Holy Spirit begins to show you, I'll teach you the way, son. In the verse that I read last week from the New American Standard, talking about when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he'll not speak on his own initiative. In other words, there's more that we have to learn, and it's the Holy Spirit's ministry to guide us into those things. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit that I'll outline perhaps later in another podcast is extremely important for us to realize that that's his business, to mature us. It is the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us. It is the Holy Spirit who grows us up so that we can say, as Jesus did in the fifth chapter, he says, my teaching doesn't come from me. It comes from my Father. I only say what the Father says. I only go where the Father goes. I only do what the Father tells me. And then when he gives us his Spirit, he's wanting that Holy Spirit that fell upon him now to be in us, burning away the chaff and the things that are not of the Holy Spirit but are of the flesh, but enabling us to grow up and to mature in the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm going to begin to read in the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version. So bear with me, please. Beginning in verse 1, he's telling his disciples, remember, this is after John 13 and the washing of the feet and the betrayal and all of that. And then here's the way it begins in verse 1 of John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, agitated. You believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely also on me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling homes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And when, if I go and make ready a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And to the place where I am going, you know the way. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, or how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you'd known me, had learned to recognize me, you would also have known my Father. From now on, you know him and have seen him. And then I'm going to jump down to a few verses after Philip's discussion, and I'm going to pick it up again in verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? What I'm telling you, I do not say on my own authority and of my own accord, but the Father who lives continual in me does the works, his miracles, his own deeds of power. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the very works themselves. If you cannot trust me, at least let these works that I do in my Father's name convince you. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. And he will even do greater things than these, because I go to the Father. And I will do, I myself will grant, whatever you may ask in my name, presenting all I am, so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Yes, I will grant, will do for you, whatever you shall ask in my name, presenting all that I am, if you really love me, and you will keep my commands. Now, I've read a lot there, but to recall a couple of podcasts back, I was reading from the 13th chapter of John, where Jesus said to them, I want you to love the way I've loved you. And he's just washed their feet, you know, he's just been betrayed, but he's laid down his life for them. And he says, that's the way I want you to love. And when you love the way I've loved you, then you'll be my disciples. And now it's these two verses, 16 and 17, from the Amplified, that I'm going to read very slowly. Verse 16, John 14. This is just after he says, if you really love me, you'll keep and obey my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to its heart, because it does not know him or see him or recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, helpless. I will come back to you in a little while. Because I live, you'll live also. The point is, Jesus is telling us that he's going to come back by the Holy Spirit. His disciples don't fully understand this now, but I love the Amplified Bible because it gives us some of the words that the translators could use when they talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let's just take a few seconds here to look at the different words that are used to describe the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He says in verse 16, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. A comforter, what is a comforter? A comforter is someone who comes, maybe when you've gone through and made a terrible mistake. I know as a pastor, I made some mistakes in trying to tend and feed the sheep. I made some decisions that weren't wrong, and I'd confess, and the Holy Spirit would comfort me. He'd say, son, it's all right, you're learning. Go to those people, speak to them, confess and repent if necessary. Some people forgave me, others didn't, and I understand that. Then there's another word, a counselor. What does it mean to have a counselor? A counselor is someone who comes and gives you information that you need to help somebody. I've been sitting with people and they've been going through difficult problems, and I've said, let's pray together and we'll ask the Holy Spirit to come, because the Holy Spirit knows what we need before we ask. And sometimes in that prayer, the Holy Spirit will manifest himself, sometimes through me or in the person that's receiving the counsel, and say, you know, I just am seeing something. Here's what I've done. I don't need to do that anymore. And confession and repentance will come. A helper, someone to strengthen you in difficult times. An intercessor. Do you remember in the eighth chapter of the book of Romans, Paul writes this. Let me just turn to it quickly and read it to you, because it's a very familiar text. He says, I'm going to read it out of the New American Standard. He says, and in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Isn't that a magnificent thing? The Holy Spirit does that. He's an intercessor. He knows what we need. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us, then he can also become an advocate. He can come down when God has shown us a truth or shown us something, or he can be, the last two are strengtheners and standbys. And he's going to be with us forever. In other words, the Holy Spirit doesn't just come and go. He comes and abides in us. Remember going all the way back to the baptism of John, where he says, I baptize with water, but someone is coming after me, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. That back in Matthew chapter 3 and Luke 3 and 4. And then he says, Jesus will come and he'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And because when the Spirit comes upon us, he's got to burn away the chaff of the old nature. And that's what we call sanctification, where the Holy Spirit does this work within us. And then verse 17, back in John 14, is from the Amplified, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Wow! We can receive the Spirit of truth. And I'm talking about truth with a capital T. In other words, we can welcome, take to its heart, because it does not see him, it does not know or recognize him, but we do, for he lives in us. These are magnificent gifts that the Holy Spirit brings to us. Now, I want us to remember, when we're inviting the Holy Spirit to come, he is a teacher, an instructor, a counselor, a helper, and he strengthens and standbys and renews us. So when we pray, come Holy Spirit, I want us to remember the other words that could be used in the translations. We're saying, come comforter, come counselor and teacher and helper and intercessor, come advocate, come strengthener, come standby. We're going to need you forever and ever. And he will teach us the ways in which to walk. He will teach us how the gifts of the Holy Spirit can be manifested in the body of Christ and not be destructive or just fleshly and be disturbing in the body of Christ, but bless it. I pray that in the days and weeks that lie ahead for you and I, that we will embrace more and more of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. With the 1 Corinthians 13 love chapter right in the middle of our heart, saying, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. You know the text. So rather than fall into what I believe is the error of cessationism, which I've heard from so many godly men and women, I'm sorry, all I've seen is trouble every time you talk about the baptism in the Holy Spirit and gifts of the Holy Spirit. No, thank you. And I think that the body of Christ suffers because we do not take the time to allow the Spirit to teach us, to grow us up in how these gifts must be manifested. I pray, in, if I can put it this way, that God will raise up more godly, anointed, Holy Spirit traffic cops in the Holy Spirit, who are not tyrants, who are not demanding their own ways, but are true servants of the living King Jesus the Christ. Because remember, he brought the kingdom of God on earth. That's the gospel. That's the truth. It's more than just being born again. It's more than just seeing the kingdom. It's entering the kingdom of God. And we need the presence and power of the Holy Spirit to enable us to humble ourselves, to become teachable. And the teacher is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said to his disciples that they'd only known him in the flesh, you know. So I can understand that they're saying to kind of themselves, as I read the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th chapters of 17th, the high priestly prayer, they're saying, what in the world is he talking about? We've known him. He's going to come in another form. He's going to come and minister to us in another way. Well, we've read some things out of the book of Acts, and he does come, of course, in another way. We call it Pentecost. We'll talk more about that in the future. But dear brother and dear sister, I'm excited to tell you, don't be frightened. Don't be scared that somebody's going to come and abuse the gifts. I guarantee you they will have some abuses. But that's all right. We'll learn. We'll learn, and we'll learn the disciplines, and we'll learn and let the body of Christ grow and let it bring forth the kingdom of God on earth as Jesus taught us to pray. As we close today, I'd like to close with a prayer that Jesus did pray in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. You remember what he said? Your heavenly Father already knows what you need before you ask. So when you pray, pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen and amen, sister. Amen and amen, brother. Sister, brother, fellow pilgrim, let us receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and learn and grow up and become mature and see the gifts of the Holy Spirit manifested, that the world may know that we do possess the Spirit of truth that the world does not. Enable us to grow, Jesus. Amen and amen.
This podcast is available for free download in iTunes and at moanministriesbookstore.com. Sarah Rahm's album, Days of Rain, is available on iTunes and most streaming platforms.